Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code?
Yes, 46058.
46508. Thank you. First and last name?
First name is Ruth. Last name is Prater, P-R-A-T-E-R.
And 46508.
Yes, Mulberry, Indiana.
Okay, but I'm pulling an order to your first and last name. What is your first and last name, please?
First name is Ruth, R-U-T-H. Last name is Prater, P-R-A-T as in Tom, E-R.
What is your shipping address for security purposes?
48 Hobson Street, Post Office Box 27, Mulberry, Indiana.
Okay, I see an order was done on December 22nd for $7.45 for a foot massager. Do you recall that order?
I got that, but then I got charged $33 and something, and I don't know what it is, but I don't want it.
You were billed $39.99 because when you placed the order back on December 22nd, your trial basis to call it a cancel. If you don't call it a cancel, then automatically you get billed for the item. That is $39.99. It's
well,
where you place.
That's a good trick. Well, I guess it's too late to cancel it then, isn't it?
Well, automatically the charge says valid due to terms of policy stuff.
All right. I want to make sure this doesn't happen again then because I did not read, I did not see that. Had I seen that, I would have not have done it. So that's a pretty good trick on you guys' part.
Even if we could apply a 35% discount for you to continue with the account?
That's fine. Just get rid of it.
Well, man, the foot massager, a lot of customers do love it, and we could even apply as a customer courtesy of 50%
discount. I got the daggone thing. I thought I was just paying $7 for it. I gave it as a Christmas gift. I do not want it. I doubt that she's even used it. So let's just get rid of it. I don't want a recurring charge. I want rid of it.
Okay. So your account is completely canceled out. You'll receive an email confirmation stating that your account is canceled. Is there something else I can assist you with?
It is not. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Babs.